Good morning. We're back on Inside the Huddle. The last guest of the day, James Byers. He's the head track coach for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right. Got the hot dogs out on the track this morning?
Not this morning. I got one of our 200 runners. We're getting ready to do a little work over at Camp Colum, but the kids had two meets this week and really excited about where we're starting in the season.
That's great to hear. The weather's always really difficult in early April, and this year's not been any different. Let's jump into that. How'd this week go, and what kind of meets did you have?
It went really well. I mean, Monday was a little crazy. We spent most of practice cleaning up after the storms that went through, and then we jumped right into meets on Tuesday and Thursday. We were at Western Boone, and then we were at Harrison, and so coming right off of spring break, it was kind of nice just to get in the swing of things and get back to the rhythm and the flow of the track meet. And we were really excited about the early season times and distances and heights that our kids were hitting. And so our focus is just building each week as we move towards county and conference and then the sectional.
You talked a little bit about cleaning up from the storm damage. Did the track area get hit by the tornado?
Yeah, it did. Our pole vault pit and our high jump pit got flipped almost all the way across the field.
Wow. Well, luckily it wasn't any more serious than that. But let's take time to talk a little bit about some of your runners you're expecting big things out of this year. And I think you're both boys and girls, Coach, correct?
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about some of your star boy track runners, and then some on the girls' side?
Yeah, we got some really exciting guys this year. We got a real nice balance between juniors and seniors who've been running, and then underclassmen who are kind of learning it at the high school level now. And sorry, we got Aiden Hudspeth is currently ranked third in the state in the pole vault, and so that's really cool. He had a great indoor season, and now he's looking to move that in the outdoor season. Jacob Burns does kind of everything for us. He runs the 100, the 200, the 4x1. Andy's our top discus thrower. Mauro Lopez is an outstanding 200 and 400 meter guy. And then we have a really solid distance team that's led by Angel Perez and Chris Angelis. And Chris just got down around the 10-minute mark in the 2 mile, which is crazy to me. Like, running that fast for that long is wild. If I got to go 2 miles, I'm going to hop in my truck.
I'm right there with you.
But, yeah, we're really excited. Garrick Burge is back running the 300-meter hurdles, and he just set a new personal best at Harrison and was neck and neck with the Harrison kid the whole race, which is really exciting. Because we know that kid's a really, really good runner. But we're expecting some really big things from the guys' team.
How about some of your girl runners? You surely got some girls there that are going to compete very well for the hot dogs.
Oh, absolutely. We got a good group of girls. We're loaded with sophomores. And so we have two girl distance runners, Noemi Garcia and Ashley Vasquez Rivera, that are doing really, really well. And then we have Ella McEntee and Daisy Santos that run the 200 and the 400 and the high jump. So they kind of do it all as well. And then we have some really good senior leadership with Jalen Vessels and Anna Beardsley. And Anna is the defending conference champ in the 100 hurdles. And Jalen is our top 100 and 200 runner. And so we got a really great group of girls that work really hard. Almost all the girls' basketball team is on the track team, so that's really nice, too. They kind of get, both of that back-to-back. And so it's really exciting to see how they're going to progress throughout the year and grow throughout this season and see where we can kind of finish up.
Well, June Palmer, with your guys' athletic program, sent me your schedule yesterday. Looks like you got a lot of relays and invitationals this year for the Hot Dogs, Coach. You've had a couple double meets this next week, but you're going to Charger Relays, and you got the Hot Dog Invitational, and you got County coming up in the end of April, and then some more Frankfort Relays. So can you talk a little bit about how some of those things work and what you're expecting to do for the Hot Dogs?
Yeah, our schedule's laid out really, really well, and we'll go to Northmont on Tuesday, and then we'll be back at North Montgomery on Friday for the Charger Relays, and then the girls and the guys go to Noblesville at separate times, but those are really big meets because it's all the Indy area schools, so we kind of get to see where we match up against some of the best teams in the state. Like, I know Brownsburg will be there, Hamilton Southeastern. Obviously, Noblesville's got a great track team. And so those meets are really exciting to kind of see, like, mid-season benchmarks. And then, obviously, you know, goal number one is try to compete as well as we can at the county meet. And then our focus shifts from county to conference. And then once we get into sectionals, we really focus on the individual and what can we do as a staff and what can we do as a team to help kids get out of a really, really tough sectional. I mean, we got McCutcheon, Harrison, West Lafayette, Lafayette Jeff, all in that sectional with us and Clinton Central and Clinton Prairie. And so it's a really hard sectional that goes into a really hard regional. And so we're excited for the challenge of preparing our kids to peak at that time of the year and give their best effort and their best times and their best marks.
I didn't catch his name earlier, but you're talking about you have a pole vaulter that's ranked third in the state. Can you talk a little bit about that? It seems like Frankfort always has a pole vaulter that does extremely well.
Yeah, his name's Aiden Hudspeth. And Aiden and his little brother Ethan is a really good pole vaulter as well. But yeah, Aiden's at 14.3 right now. And, you know, Aiden grew up watching Colton Crum and Noah DeBree jump, and he's got a great relationship with the Crums, and you know, he does a ton of outside work. He does a ton of year-round training, and has really worked his tail off to get to this point. And so we're excited to see how high he can go, and we know he's got a lot more in him as he continues to improve, and we're excited to see where he's going to get to.
What grade is Aiden in?
Aiden's only a junior this year.
Only a junior, so he's got a lot of time left to even get better.
Yep. Yeah, and so he's pretty excited about it. He had a really great meet at Harrison on Thursday. Hit a new PR for that 14.3. And like I said, he had a great indoor season rolling into the outdoor season.
Can you talk a little bit about your numbers for both the boys and girls track teams this year, Coach? Sounds like you got a lot of kids out.
We got a pretty big team, especially on the guys' side. We got 55 guys on the team. I mean, it's the second biggest team on campus behind the football team. And then the girls' numbers, I wish were a little higher. We got a lot of athletes in the school with the girls' side, but a lot of kids want to focus too much on just one sport rather than being an all-around athlete. But we got some of the girls that we do have out are those all-around athlete girls. I mean, Ashley Vasquez was a semi-state qualifier in cross country, played point guard on the basketball team, and is now running the mile and the 2 mile. Ella and Daisy and Ashley Zhang all play volleyball, and then Ella and Daisy go and play guard on the basketball team, and then they're out running the 100 and the 200. So that's really exciting to see, and it's exciting to see these ladies compete in different venues and different events. And track season is so much different than football season. It's a little bit more laid back. It's really fun. My kids get to be out there all the time, and this group of young ladies that we have are tremendous role models. My daughters love coming out to practice and hanging out with them and being around them and learning from them. So it's just a great group of kids that we have this season.
Well, Coach, since you're the football coach, I'll let you know what happened to me over 35 years ago. The football coach at the time is like, hey, you guys are going to run track too. You're going to be in there lifting, and you're going to go out here and throw the shot, and then you're going to get some running in. So then the very first meet I go to, they're like, hey, you guys are going to run the mile relay. Four big guys. I think they were like next week when we finally finished up when we got done with that. So, like they're waiting on the bus. Do you guys do still do that now? Throw some football players out there to run?
Yeah, but we don't make them run 400 meters. We only make them run 100.
Oh man, that was brutal, Coach.
But that's been a really nice thing, right? Like in football, you're kind of living in your own little world during the fall season. But with track, we got football guys, we got basketball guys, we got soccer kids out there, and so getting to work with all these different athletes that I don't have a chance to get to be around, you know, during the other seasons, it's been great to bring all these different kids and personalities together, we've had some really, really great practice time because the weather's been a little bit warmer than what it's usually been. We got outside pretty early, and so getting to see everybody, you know, encourage each other and push each other and everybody working to get better has been a really fun thing.
Well, 55 kids out on the boys' team, that's a pretty impressive number to me.
Yeah, we run like 5 heats of the 100 and the 200. It takes a while, but it's worth it. We got a really great group of freshman guys that are working really hard. And then, like I said, they got a great group of juniors and seniors to learn from with guys like Garrick and Caleb Boggs and Jacob Burns and Juan Ramos. And so our young guys are getting a lot of work in while also getting to see, you know, some guys compete at a really, really high level.
Well, Coach, it's been great talking with you this morning. You got anything else you want to talk about hot dog track before I let you go?
Nope. We're just excited for the season and looking at getting better every day.
Well, thanks for being on with me this morning. We'll try to catch up with you here later in the year before you guys get to the sectional and see where the hot dog track team has went and what you guys have accomplished this season.
Hey, sounds great.
Hey, thanks for being on. We had wrapping up another great show. That was James Byers, the Frankfort track coach for both the boys and girls track team for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. We had Amy Anthrop on first, director of softball operations for Purdue, Andrew Quinn, Clinton Central boys baseball coach. Matt Scott was on at 9:30 talking about Clinton Prairie baseball and their new baseball facility out at Clinton Prairie. And then we had James Byers on, Frankfort track coach. We'll be back next week talking with more spring coaches around the Clinton County area and talking about how their seasons are going to be going for this year in 2023. Thanks for being listeners to Inside the Huddle this week.